Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the very last verse of the fifth chapter, has put in front of us a very important question. Surah Nisa, ayat number 147. And this ayat is the last ayat of the fifth para. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Why should Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish you? A question that is put forward to us. Why should Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish you if you are grateful and faithful? If you are grateful and faithful. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that there is no need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish you. Allah has created insan, and Allah loves His creation. Allah has not intended that His creation, His makhluk, should be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. That is not the maqsad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is not why He created insan. The reason why He created insan is that insan, human beings, is the only creation that will be given eternal life, paradise. That is the maqsad. Allah has given humanity, insan, this great honor. That you are created, that whilst living in this dunya, there is a few extensions that you have to connect to. And you have to make sure that you have connected to that extension. And you will enter into Jannah. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you. Allah did not create you to punish you. Allah is not eager to throw you in Jahannam. Allah is saying, what do I get? What do I get? What is it for me if I am going to throw you in Jahannam? I haven't created you for Jahannam. I have created you, insan, for Jannah. And in fact, when Allah talks about Jahannam, it's only a pre-warning. What is it? A pre-warning. So that a person is very careful in this dunya. That you don't walk towards Jahannam. So Allah is warning you. And if a person did not know what is Jahannam, imagine just another word. Maybe I speak in front of you one Chinese word that you might not even understand if you don't know Chinese. Then does it make any difference to you? No. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also explained to us exactly what is Jahannam and what will happen in hellfire. Why? It's a warning, a pre-warning. So be very careful. That is why in this dunya Allah has made it very clear the path that leads to Jannah and the path that leads to Jahannam. Both of these paths are very, very clear. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, Al-halalu bayyin wal-haramu bayyin. Halal is very clear and haram is very clear. Allah has not created us in this dunya, and this dunya is not a puzzle or a riddle or a quiz game. You know, where you searching for words and trying to fill in the dots, what will happen, and years pass by for you to understand what I have to do here. No, no, no. Allah has made it very, very simple. Very simple. In fact, it is so simple that from madrasa, from the age of 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, before you become baligh, in the madrasa, it is already taught to you what is right and what is wrong. What you have to do and what you have to stay away from. It's not a difficult quiz or some kind of a game that is very hard for us to conquer. Not at all. So Allah has made it very easy. So we need to understand that when Allah talks about Jahannam, Allah does not talk about Jahannam to make a person depressed. You see how the kuffar, how they will talk to you. They put the smoke screen in front of you. Oh, why is Jahannam created? If there was no Jahannam, a person would become fearless. He would become fearless. He will commit sins, left, right and center. Why? Because there's nothing there to stop him. He's not scared of anything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ إِنسَانٌ. Why is there a need for me to punish you if you have two qualities? إِن شَكَرْتُمْ, you are grateful. آمَنْتُمْ, faithful. A person who is grateful and a person who is faithful, that is a straight road to Jannah. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever appreciative. Is very appreciative. Allah really appreciates the good works that you do. You coming to the masjid here praying namaz. Allah is shakir. Allah is all appreciative of the good actions that you do. Alima. And Allah is all knowing. He knows everything what is happening. And so in Islam, alhamdulillah, the road markings have been marked for us. We are not here to reinvent the wheel. We are not here to start everything again. No, no, straight road. This is the path that will take you to Jannah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in my 63 years, I've told you everything. I am Khatamun Nabiyyin. There is no knowledge like the knowledge that is given to me. I have told you everything that will take you to Jannah. And I have told you everything that will take you to Jahannam. So your taqdeer, your fate should be that you do good works, so you are going straight to Jannah. That is the maqsad. However, you will find some people, you see, one fitrat and one function of a human being, one of his qualities that is inside him is that insan can be very, very stubborn. Very stubborn. And sometimes because of his stubbornness, it leads to kufr. It leads to kufr. When a person is not prepared to accept the truth, it becomes very hard to convince him. That is why to convince a person, to win him over, is not easy. Because he's got something in his mind, premeditated, whether it is right or whether it is wrong. It's inside him. And until you don't present to him something that is more powerful than what he perceives, he is not going to move from his own position. He's not going to move. You have to show him something that is far more greater than what he is thinking. Only then you make a hole in that stubbornness. Let me give you a very simple example. Umar Farooq usually drives very, very fast. And he was driving in the bus lane. Picked up London, Oxford Street somewhere. A notice comes to him, this is a fine, sir. And this is how much you have to pay. Now Umar Farooq writes a letter back. How dare you? I wasn't driving and it's not my car. He doesn't do that, of course. What does he say? He's saying two things. I wasn't driving and it is not my car. So, ye to London wale to humare Abu Jan hai. Kaun hai? Abu Jan. Kya hai? Abu Jan. Abu Jan says, okay, Mr. Umar Farooq, you want to play with us? No problem. They give him photographic evidence. So, you see the stubbornness that he had. For him to be stubborn on something, be it right or wrong, you have to prove something that is far more superior and greater to make sure that this person has no legs to stand on. Now when you receive a post, and in the post they have shown that this is Umar Farooq's car, it is registered, he is the registered keeper of it, and they also show him his photo. Two things are shown to him. Now, do you think it is worth for Mr. Umar to go to the court case and fight the case? Is it worth it? Wasting time. Why? Because they have given you something that is of a greater proof than what you are saying. And so, my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person becomes a kafir, Allah again by His infinite mercy will want to show them photographic images and evidence so that they can return back to the right path. Photographic evidence. And who brings the photographic evidence? The photographic evidence is brought by the messengers, Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. And what is the photography they show you? The evidence they show you? The Quran calls it ayat. What is it? Signs. And they come with miracles. What is it? So miracles is the photographic evidence that a Nabi shows to humanity, especially those who don't believe, that you know what, if you are not going to believe the Nabi after him showing you such clear proof and sign and evidence, then I am afraid there is nothing that can convince you. There is nothing that can convince you. That is why a Nabi, any Nabi, when they come, Allah gifts them with miracles. Allah gifts them with miracles. Miracles that it is not possible for any human being to ever do. It's not in the bus, in the power, the capacity of a human being to do it. This is evidence, clear signs. If you look into the time of Isa alayhi salam, who they call Jesus, in his time era, medicine was at its peak. People were studying and plants and all that, and there was such a craze about medicine and finding the right treatments that a lot of the physicians could find the cure for many diseases. But there were certain diseases that they had no answer to. And one of them was skin disease. Dermatologist ho ya kuch bhi ho, they could not find the answer. The Quran says, wa rasulan ila bani Israel, anni qad ji'tukum bi ayatin min rabbikum, bi ayah. Photographic proof, photographic evidence, ayah, miracle. And we sent a Nabi to Banu Israel, because at that time, in his time, it was all about medicine. So Allah sent a Nabi whose name was Isa, Jesus, to them. And Allah gave him miracles which the other doctors, physicians could not do. This was something amazing. No human can do that. And what are the miracles? The Quran says, وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَسَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And he would say, you see, where they were stuck is where people were suffering from skin disease like leprosy, lepers. In those days, many people would die. It was infectious, contagious. And if you were suffering from this, kod ki bimari. Kya kehte hain? Kod ki bimari. If you had leprosy, they will want to throw you out from the city. You were not living amongst the people. You would cover yourself and your faces. Nobody would want to greet you and meet you. This was the worst life a person can suffer from. And nobody could find the cure. Nobody had the cure. And people who were blind, it was very difficult for them to give any treatment to a person who's blind. Lo behold, subhanallah, Isa alayhi salam comes along. And Isa alayhi salam is saying, look, you people are following the wrong path. I am the Nabi of Allah. I am going to give you proof, evidence, such proof that if this is not going to convince you, then nothing can convince you. And he would say, bring the people who are blind to me. وَأُبْرِهُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam would take the name of Allah and he would say, these are my hands, but shifa is from Allah. And I have prayed my two rakats, namaz, and I have prayed to my Allah, and he is going to show you this miracle. So there were people who were blind, and he would just pass his hands in front of the eyes like this with the name of Allah, and they could see. One by one, 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 one by one. All could see. This was breaking news. Allah is giving the opportunity to people that look, you have no excuse now but to turn to Allah and what this Nabi is telling you. And then they said that, okay, what about someone who is blind? He says, okay, bring someone who is blind. So they brought someone who was blind also. By the permission of Allah, he was also healed. He could see. Then they started saying that you haven't got a father. Who are you? So he says, if I haven't got a father, my father, Adam alayhi salam, did not have a father and a mother. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَى. I have got no father, I have a mother. And the reason I don't have a father is because Allah is testing you, the people of Banu Israel. What level is your iman? Because Allah can create whatever He wants, however He wants, whatever He wills. There is no difficulty. The malaika, angels don't have parents. Angels don't have parents. They are an individual creation of Allah. So Allah can create. And he said, look, Allah has even given me powers. So from clay, he would design something like a bird and breathe inside it and take the name of Allah. He would do the tasbih of Allah. And whilst doing the tasbih of Allah and blowing inside it, it would fly like a real bird. So he says, you see, this is mu'jiza. And I am here to you so that you turn to Allah. They were still not satisfied. They were taking it to the limits. They took him to someone who died and said, this person who is dead, bring him alive. He says, listen to me. He fell in sajda, making dua to Allah, and he's saying, Bari Ta'ala, this is what they are asking me. Allah said to Isa alayhi salam, in my permission, show it to them and this dead man will also become alive. And he showed it to them. These were the miracles shown. Jaise duniya mein photographic evidence hota hai na, photographic evidence. That you have, you will have no other choice but to accept the truth. Sometimes a person can just not lie. You might be caught red-handed. Allah save us, aisa koi guna ho to. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam with such proof and evidence that it would be impossible for anyone to reject this. Musa alayhi salam, in his time, it was all about magic. All about magic. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see what the magicians were doing, is that the magicians would show light, some part of the body would be shining with light, noor. This is what the magicians were showing to the people. And they would carry ropes. So if you had ropes around you, people were very scared because you are a magician. Magicians were the people who would rule everyone except for Fir'aun. All the money and the comfort they got was from Fir'aun. So they were all under Fir'aun, but they were like his ministers, controlling the people, carrying ropes. We are magicians, be very careful. Be very, very careful. I remember once in Bombay, I went to Haji Ali Dargah. Haji Ali Dargah. It was just that we were there and someone said, chalo dekhle, maine bhi kaha chalo dekhle, I just went there. So I don't know how some of the people there, they can sniff you that you are from England. What do they do? And what is there to sniff me that I'm from England? So they can just sniff you that ye Indian nahi hai, Pakistani nahi hai, to bakra mila hai halal karne ka. Queen Elizabeth ka photo iske jeb mein hoga. He will have the photo of Queen Elizabeth in his pocket. They said, let's do this man proper bakra zabah. Paise lete. Oh, there was a peer sahab was sitting there like this. All charlatans, all like this. Robbing people. I was walking up, thare, stop. To thare kya? Paisa de. Kya de? Paisa de. I said, kaisa paisa? Kaha, bas paisa de, tumhari kismat achhi hogi. Paisa nahi diya, to dekhna main kya karta hun. I said, karo. Karo, karo, karo. Tumhe kya chahiye? Mera naam Muhammad, address, ye chahiye. What do you want? Kya chahiye? All the people behind were just, I said, no, no, give him 100 rupees. I said, no, we won't give him nothing. Nothing should be given. So you see, people start blackmailing you. People start blackmailing you. And you have this, unfortunately, thinking that, oh, you know what will happen? Very superstitious-minded people. And so the magicians were very powerful and people were scared. So if you were carrying ropes, and they would actually show them things. So they would turn the rope into any animal. And they would throw the rope and the rope would change into a cow or a dog or whatever animals. And people would be scared. Oh, what is happening? And so when Musa alayhi salam came to challenge Fir'aun, Fir'aun got a bit scared. One is his army and one is his other army that is there to defeat people, the magicians. So he said that I will call a team of people that will be against you and you will be defeated. And it was a day that was fixed. قَالَ بَلْ أَلْقُوا. And very quickly, فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعِسِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ. And the Quran says when Musa alayhi salam said to them that you throw the rope. This time what they decided is that they are going to change and transform the rope into something that all human beings are very scared of. You know, naturally, imagine if you have one snake, the black mamba, in your room. What happens? Will you be doing tasbih? Will you be doing tasbih? Say, no, I'm tasbih guzar. You will run a mile. What will you do? The black mamba is there, you'll run a mile. And so they threw all the ropes in front of Musa alayhi salam and all decided we are going to be working on snakes. Different colors and all sorts of snakes. Huge snakes. Different colors. Everyone, the carnival is open, the palace, Fir'aun, everybody is sitting there. And one entire court filled with snakes. People were shaking and moving. They've never seen anything like this. أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. And it was appearing to Musa alayhi salam to be slithering. And so the Quran is indirectly telling us that this was magic done to the eyes. What was it? It was an illusion. This was magic done to the eyes. The ropes did not change into a snake, a real snake. Nobody can do that. Charles Darwin bhi bolta hai evolution. He talks about evolution. See? Crazy people, ajeeb, subhanallah. You know? Because, subhanallah, even the banana shares a lot of, DNA like human beings do. So Allah has created everybody. Of course you will have, animals have eyes, animals have teeth, animals have organs. Of course everybody has that. Animals have that. But it doesn't mean that because they have eyes we are related and insan is a dog or insan is a snake or insan is once a crocodile. This is ridiculous. So anyway, what happens is that even the magicians could not change something in its originality that animal is. So it was done magic. Magic was done to the eyes. And what happened? Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And now this is what we call natural reflex. Natural reflex. This is so important. Look at the ni'mat of Allah. Usually, the body first listens to the mind. What does it do? You make a decision and it goes to the mind. The mind tells you, can you do this or can you not do this? If the mind tells you, do it, you will do it. But there are certain times in your lifetime where your body cuts off from your mind and it is doing something without the mind telling it or giving it permission. All of a sudden you are in a state of shock. All of a sudden. And you are walking and you didn't know. And there is this dog barking behind you. Now are you going to wait for your mind to say, what shall I do, pick up a stone and hit him? No. Naturally, your reflex and your thinking, whatever it is, your body parts, what will they do? Run away by. A lot of the times we will do something that what the body is telling you to do. And this is also the ni'mat of Allah. Musa alayhi salam, when he saw this, he turned away slightly. Then he looked in front. And Allah said to him, now, O Musa, throw your asa down. Throw your asa. Musa alayhi salam threw his asa. These were magicians, remember. And only one snake of Musa alayhi salam started eating away all the snakes. And when the mouth opened up and one by one the snakes were going inside this snake, the original snake. Subhanallah. وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. Look at the language of the Quran. أُلْقِيَ. To fall. Again, reflex. Imagine when the truth opens up a few seconds, just a few seconds of the truth that opens up, a person is prepared to accept the truth. The magicians who were teaming with Fir'aun, when they saw the mu'jiza of a Nabi, وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا, and they all fell immediately in sajda. قَالُوا آمَنَّا, we bring iman upon the God of Moses, upon the Rabb of Musa, and the Rabb of Harun alayhi salam. Subhanallah. Within a few seconds, kufr changed into iman. Kufr changed into iman. If that is the power of Musa alayhi salam, then imagine the power of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine how sahaba would change. If the magicians change in this manner, imagine the greatest Nabi and his miracles. And now when he saw that the magicians were doing sajda to Allah and not to Fir'aun, قَالَ آمَنْتُمْ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ, and he warned them, threatened them, that you bring iman to Allah before my permission. قَالَ آمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ, that before I give you permission. Now what does he say? إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرِ. It seems that Musa alayhi salam is your master who taught you magic. And then what does he say? فَلَوْقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ. I am going to punish you. I will cut your hands and feet from the opposite sides. وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُزُوعِ النَّخْلِ. And I will crucify you, subhanallah, on the trunks of the palm trees. And then you will know whose punishment is far more severe. Then you will know. But the iman was done. So what did they say? Inna amanna bi rabbina liyaghfir lana khatayana wa ma akrahtana alayhi min as-sir. That look, do whatever you want. You forced us to do magic. Allah will forgive us. Whatever you want to punish us in this world. But we are not going to change. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He comes with, when He gives clear proof to a Nabi, and after that if people don't accept the truth, then they are never going to come to iman. They will not turn to iman. Because there is nothing more greater than the mu'jiza of a Nabi. If you look at the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam and Dawood alayhi salam, it was all about kings and empire. And to have a large kingdom and a huge kingdom. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave father and son a kingdom that no king ever had. Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam. A huge, huge army with jinns, birds, animals, the winds. Everything was part of the army of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. The north, the south, the east, the west, wherever he went, he was the only king. Dawood alayhi salam and his son Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allah gave him that mu'jiza and miracle. And then now, coming back to our topic, during the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was all about education, language, literacy, poetry. in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all about education, literacy, subhanallah, poetry, your language power. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such a noble kalam, which is the Quran, the kalam of Allah, the greatest miracle given. That was to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran was given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what does the Quran do? Why is it a miracle book? You see, the Quran debunks and exposes every kind of falsehood. This is the power of this kitab, mu'jiza. Whether you understand it or whether you don't understand it, you start to cry. How many people are listening to the Quran and they start crying? Are bhai, what do you understand? Nothing. Then why are you crying? It's the kalam of Allah. It's the miracle, mu'jiza, given to you, you cry. The book that is read, there is no other book that is recited and read like how the Quran is read and recited. The book that is read, now in the month of Ramadan, you will see, subhanallah, people are struggling to find huffaz. Every room people will be reciting the Quran. Everywhere, Quran, Quran. Masjid, Quran, everything. In fact, the month of Ramadan is Quran. Throughout the year, but Ramadan is a special month. It is the most read kitab. And in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people were giving false information about some of the historical events that happened in the past. So they were talking wrong things about Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam. Subhanallah. The Quran was correcting the people at that time. No, this is the wrong story. This is the right story. They didn't know how the earth functions. How the earth is. How the heavens are. Subhanallah. How Allah created. The Quran talks about every subject until the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing out a challenge. From the 7th century until now, until the day of Qiyamah, that if you can make a team, and if you can find anything that is imperfect in the Quran, or it is wrong in the Quran, point it out, or present something that is like the Quran. Amazing. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. Blessed is he in whose hands is the complete kingdom. وهو على كل شيء قدير. And he has the power to do everything. He has all the knowledge. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the understanding. Look at the Quran, how it is opening up knowledge in front of us. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. It is he who created maut. Maut comes first. Reminding us that it will be a very fast process. وَالْحَيَاةِ. And he created life. Why? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. You will be tested. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That who from all of you presents to Allah good deeds. And then the next ayat. الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. He is the one who created the 7 heavens, one on top of another. Subhanallah. مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ. You will not find in the creation of the most merciful anything that is imperfect, any false. Allah is saying, فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ. Look up and see the heavens. Farji'il. Hal tara min futur? Do you see anything that is imperfect in the creation of Allah? Are you going to say, oh, you know what, next week the sun won't come out, it's gone for repairs. You see, any beautiful building, you will find faults there. You bring the most expensive company, but you will find maybe structural engineering, maybe the wall is not right, the hinges are not straight, this is wrong, this floor should have been like this. You bring the most beautiful car and you will find faults inside it. Everything you can find fault, Allah is saying, can you find a fault in what I have created? ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ. Allah is saying, no. Allah is saying, repeating, look up again and again, again and again. كَرَّتَيْنِ يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرَ. And you will see, your sight will return back to you in a way that it is defeated. Subhana. Hasir. And so this is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Quran exposes every kind of falsehood. And it was about education, literacy, language, poetry. But the same Quran was revealed to someone who was an ummi, unlettered, who could not read and write. And what is the power of the Quran? The power of the Quran is that it unties the knot of kufr. What does he do? Unties the knot of kufr. See, Isa alayhi salam would raise the dead to life. The Quran, what it does is that it brings alive dead hearts. What does it do? It brings alive dead hearts. Brings alive dead hearts. Subhanallah. Allah save us. So this was the miracle that was given to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now I've taken a lot of time. I just wanted to actually talk about Mi'raj. But then this came up. So at least we understand. So one miracle given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Quran. And after the Quran, the greatest miracle that was given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Mi'raj. Very quickly, Mi'raj was not given to any other Nabi. Mi'raj was not given to any other Nabi. And the reason why Mi'raj was only given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so it becomes very, very clear. It becomes very, very clear that the greatest Nabi is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was marked on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam physically and spiritually. Physically is that from the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got so close to that zone, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no one else in the creation can stand there. Physically he was there. And spiritually, the maqam of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him namaz. Allah gave him namaz. And it is the same namaz that was given to him that in Masjid-e-Aqsa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had, by the permission, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order, Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam had prepared this ijtima' and all of the prophets were there. All of the prophets. Now, somebody in the time of Musa alayhi salam might say, our Nabi Musa alayhi salam is the greatest Nabi, he's Kalimullah. Somebody might say, no, Isa alayhi salam is Ruhullah, he's the greatest Nabi. Somebody might say, no, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he's Khalilullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown to all of humanity that the Imam is who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Muqtadi is who? In the front saf, first saf, who is standing behind? Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, the entire masjid is filled with Anbiya alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam is conducting this entire program, and he is saying that you go forward, this is the hukam of Allah. And this tells you that the shari'at of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is so kamil and complete that once the Quran is revealed, then all the other shariat are abrogated. What is it? Abrogated. Now you will find there is this disease that they want to combine the Abrahamic religions. This is a disease out there. They say, no, you can be a Jew, you can be a Christian and a Muslim, all will go to Jannah. But no. No. I was listening to, in fact, somebody had sent me a clip. A lot of, Jazakallah, some people send me good stuff. Some information. So somebody, I won't mention his name, he sent me a clip. It's about this Indian actor whose name is Mr. Shah Rukh Khan. I'm sure all of you know him. So he was being interviewed. So Shah Rukh Khan is questioned that a Hindu lady is saying to him, let me even see what the name was. Ha, I found it, yes. She says, Mr. Shah Rukh, your son's name you have named Abram. Bolo kya? Abram. Abram. Can you give us some information why you named your child as Abram? Shah Rukh Khan. Now this is the answer he is giving. He says, I am a Muslim, my wife is a Hindu. What is it? I am a Muslim, my wife is a Hindu. My wife believes in Ram, and I also believe in Ibrahim alayhi salam. So what I did is I joined the name Abram. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji. Are you understanding what I'm saying, my brothers? What world we are living in? Nazir bhai, hamajma wat hai bhi keni? Abrah, Ibrahim, to abbreviate that to Abrah. And then because the wife believes in Ram, so Abram. Astaghfirullah. Such a great Nabi. If only Mr. Shah Rukh Khan could value his deen. And this is the problem. When you have the wrong, when you take wrong women in your lives, how did the Islamic dynasty crumble? When unfortunately Muslim leaders and kings decided to marry outside. They themselves were not strong men to impart Iman and Islam to the women. I know this because we are dealing with reverts all the time. I get a lot of our Muslims, revert sisters, they tell me, Maulvi Sahab, I have married to a man who is born a Muslim, but he is not praying namaz. I am praying namaz. What are you going to teach this revert sister? Bichari, what are you going to teach her? This is the level, this is the problem, this is the problem that we are facing. It's all about, you know what, it's okay, integration, mix this, and subhanallah, we are selling our Islamic values. Selling our Islamic values. Allah's Nabi said, name your children after pious people, after pious people. What are you doing? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What kind of a Muslim are they? Most of the people today you will find out they are all munafiqeen. What are they? Munafiqeen and hypocrites. Allah save us. Ameen. Allah save us. And that is why the crust, the foundation, the Quran's name is Furqan. What is it? And Furqan will remain with us all the time until you understand what the Quran accepts and what the Quran rejects. And when I say the Quran, one needs to understand this includes the Sunnah. So I'm not repeating the Quran and Sunnah. Naturally, when you say Quran, already Huzur alayhi salam is, Sahaba are part of the Quran. This is all one bundle, one package, bhai. It's like when you say Sadaqatul Fitr is 4 pounds per head. So you are saying head, but the whole body is included, isn't it? So we are saying that the Quran, what the Quran tells you what is right. This is the fundamental difference between the miracles that were given to the other prophets. Those miracles expired. What happened? It has got an expiry date. But the miracle given to my Nabi and your Nabi, subhanallah, and the miracle given to us has got no expiry date. Why? Because it is the kalam of Allah, and it debunks and exposes every kind of hypocrisy and everything that is wrong. That is why if you want to know anything that is right and wrong, very easy. The alim can easily identify, you know, identify, oh, sorry, we are throwing this out. The Quran and the Hadith is rejecting, the Sunnah is rejecting this. Sahaba are rejecting this, sorry. Our fuqaha have thrown this out, sorry, out. No matter what. And why do they throw things out? Why do they throw things out? What is the dalil and the proof they have? The kalam of Allah. The foundation is the sunnah, the hadith and the Quran. That is why, my respected brothers, Allah has sent miracles like photographic evidence that if you are not going to accept the Quran as the book of Allah, then I am afraid there is no convincing for you, and only Allah can then give you hidayat. For you to come to the right path, you have to come first close to the book of Allah. You have to come close to the book of Allah. So we are not here to compromise with other faiths and other religion. We are Muslims. We have a way of life. Anything that is of this world, you can choose. You want to design your house this way, that way, this light, that light, this car, that car, you want to eat this. All this is dunya. Dunya you can choose. But when it comes to your deen and how you have to live and the choices you have to make, that only comes by this divine scripture, and that is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why, alhamdulillah, you will find that this is the only book that can be memorized. This is koi kitab hi nahi. Subhanallah. That is why instead of listening to music, instead of listening to the wrong things, have you ever taken out time to listen to the Quran? Listen to the Quran and how the Quran is recited. Wallahi, you will enjoy the Quran. A lot of people feel empty inside them. And they say, you know what? Mauli sahab, kuch taweez do, kuch pani do. Bhai, there's no taweez, no pani in a way. In fact, what you do is listen to the Quran. You know, you put plugs in your ears and you are listening to the wrong things. Put plugs in your ears and listen to the Quran. And you will really enjoy. Subhanallah. Listen to the message of the Quran. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.